beginner's luck? We've all heard that statement used, but what does it really mean? When someone does well or someone, quote, gets lucky in a game, in something, in life, we say it's beginner's luck. But rarely do we stop to think about it. And I recently heard a speaker that talked about this concept and talked about how we channel beginner's luck in more aspects of our career, in our life, right? Think about channeling that beginner mindset. Because what that mindset really means is that we kind of don't know what we don't know. I call it unconscious incompetence. Like, we don't even know that we should be fearful. And maybe we're a little naive. You know, we don't even know how to play the game, so let's just try it. We don't have that fear that gets established when we know more, right? When we're more experienced. And so that channeling the beginner's luck idea is kind of intriguing when it comes to success and when it comes to our career. Because if we channel that beginner's mindset and that beginner's luck, will that allow us to step into things that maybe would normally feel fearful? And then does it really push us to strive to get back to the place where you're comfortable again? Because in that beginner's luck place or that beginner's mindset, you're not comfortable. You can still have fun, but you don't know what you're doing yet. And that's why they call it that. And for most of us, we're operating with so many years of experience in doing the things we do, whether that's sports, parenting, our careers, whatever it is, we've been around the block. But what this sometimes means is that we get really comfortable and we start to play it safe because we know what the risks are and we don't want to take those risks of trying something different, of learning something different and applying that to our lives or our careers or our parenting skills, whatever that is we get comfortable. I call it the robe and fuzzy bunny slippers kind of phase of life. Is if you get too comfortable in what you're doing, you're for sure not progressing, because the only way that you learn is to get a little uncomfortable. And there's varying degrees of that. But this is why this beginner's luck idea is so intriguing to me. Because I believe that when someone is a beginner, they may have less fear because they haven't failed yet. They may be a little naive because they don't really know how hard it is. And so it makes me think about kind of the four stages of learning that we talk about in our training and the work we do with clients. Is the first stage that I mentioned earlier is unconscious incompetence. This essentially means I don't even know what I don't know. And it's this beautiful place that's really beginner's luck, where I don't know how crazy that is, what I'm trying to do. And I don't know how bad it could be or how hard I could fall. And you have that kind of unconscious incompetence. There's not as much fear in that phase. And then the next phase is where a lot of us hang out, is conscious incompetence. So you get to a point where you're now aware that you don't know something. And that's a really good place. We just always are striving to get out of that because we now know we don't know something. So our body, our mind, we respond and want to learn it, which pushes us into conscious competence. We know more, but we still have to work at it sometimes. And then the ultimate goal is that you get to unconscious competence. We do it really well, and we don't even really have to think about it, like riding a bike, right? There are certain things in your life, there are certain things in your career that you just know how to do. You get up every day, you go through the motions, you do it. But you had to work to get there. And what happens is a lot of us get super cozy when we get to that unconscious competence. We're just good with where everything's at. And I'm not saying that you want to constantly be in this uncomfortable state, but when we stay in that unconscious competence where we're just comfortable and doing the things we know how to do, is we're not really growing. We're just surviving. We're just kind of hanging out at that level. And I truly believe that we have to go back to that conscious incompetence almost, and even back further to the unconscious incompetence, to that beginner's luck, to get ourselves into growth mode again. And it's really when we're in those phases that we are in that beginner's mindset. We don't know what we don't know, or maybe we know, but we just don't understand it yet, and we're motivated to learn it. We're able to put fear aside because we aren't okay with not knowing. We want to learn that skill. We want to learn that game. We want whatever it is we're driven to kind of grow and learn. And that's a very powerful place to be. And then once we've developed the skill, we go into competence and we go back into that comfortable state again, and we need to find our next challenge, right? Once we feel confident that we're good at something, we do more of it and we feel more comfortable. And eventually it gets so comfortable that we get bored. We need to start looking for that next challenge. We start to get, you know, it starts to itch. Like, we need that next challenge in our career, that next position. For me in my career, it was about every 18 months that would happen. It's like I had this huge mountain I had to climb, this big challenge. And then once I got to this kind of steady state, I was bored out of my mind. I needed that next level of challenge. And so you go searching for that, whatever that looks like. So I can think of so many times in my career where I've had to take a step back into that conscious incompetence where I was like, whoa, I am in way over my head here. And I think all of us go through that. But when you look back on it, when you've put yourself in that new role or that new experience, it's really where your growth has come from. It's probably some of your proudest moments when you've gotten beyond that. I can remember specific times when someone else was helping to push me and telling me that I should try this, I should go for that position. And I remember specific times in my corporate career where my conscious incompetence, like knowing I didn't know something, helped me in these new situations, right? I was the one that was able to come in and ask questions. I was able to come in and challenge the thinking because I just didn't know. And when you don't know, you have this opportunity to kind of have that beginner's mindset where there's not a lot of fear because you don't know how big the problem is. And you can just ask a lot of questions and get really curious. And I also think it helps the people around you to think differently about the things they're comfortable with. When you're coming in to learn something new and someone else already knows it, you're challenging them in a different way by asking different questions and making them think about that or look at that problem or that approach in a different way. Our careers and our businesses, our lives as people, we don't grow unless we're doing something towards growth. We don't grow in the stuff we already know. We grow in the things we don't know. We grow in the conscious incompetence. And I really believe this applies personally as well. You know, I think back to, 10 years ago when I decided to do a triathlon. I was crazy. I was consciously incompetent across the board. I was a new mom. I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. I put my body through hell, but I was determined. Like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, how hard it would be, just how brutal it would be on my schedule and my life. But I didn't know. So I did it, right? And I got to a point where I was pretty good. I was decent at it. And I never really got to a point where it was unconscious, where I just loved it so much. It was always work. But I got to a point where it was like, okay, that was a big enough challenge for me. Now I want to move on to something else. And so it's just, even in our personal lives, we have these opportunities to really challenge ourselves and to not get comfortable and get back into that beginner's luck, that beginner's mindset, and not let the fear take over. So my advice for you today is to find that place of beginner's luck. What's something that you could have beginner's luck around? That place where you're a little uncomfortable, but you don't know enough to where fear is taking over. You're consciously incompetent. You're willing to take a risk. You're willing to learn something new, maybe stumble a little bit, and then get back up. And so when you get comfortable, when you get back to that place of comfort, because we usually will get there, we'll get good enough at it that we reach some degree of comfort, I want you to constantly be diving back into things that make you uncomfortable. I want you to find things where you have to learn, you have to grow, and you have to get back to that beginner's luck. So just a little bit of food for thought for today. This was something that was on my mind and something that I challenge myself and my team to do is, where can we get uncomfortable today? What's a little thing that we can do that pushes us kind of outside of that comfort zone? So that's the message for today. As always, thank you for listening. Thanks for engaging in this community. The comments and the connections that I'm getting of people that have been impacted by our guests and by the messages that I'm bringing to this podcast is overwhelming. And I just want all of you to know that that's why we do this. That's what drives us. So please continue with the feedback. Let us know what's resonating with you and how it's helping you, because the goal of this is that we're having an impact and we're helping shift people's paradigms. We're helping to get them unstuck and moving to that next level. So as always, make sure that you're really focused on your strengths, your own authentic strengths, and defining what that next level of success is for you. Thanks, everyone.